Then too, Scripture tells us that sometimes we have to call on people, challenge people directly. You know, because if I'm sharing a vision, if I'm being a model, maybe I'm even dropping some bank shots and stuff like that. I noticed it's pretty cool when so-and-so did this and that and so forth, and we're always kind of dropping hints and bank shots and trying to get people interested. A lot of times they just don't pick up on it. Good leaders are not afraid to wade right in there and get up in front of somebody's face and say, you know, with your personality, so outgoing and friendly, you're a good conversationalist, you should be one of the best evangelists in this church. I think you should really pray about sharing your faith a whole lot more than you have, or whatever it may be. You know, as smart as you are, I talk with you, I can see you can analyze things and so forth. If that could be channeled into the Word of God, you could really become an insightful, you know, teacher of others in the Word. And I think you need to do that. So I'm sort of maybe mixing up positive vision with a direct call. What about it? I've listened to some of Bill Hybels' talks on motivation. He's like a motivational wizard, you know. I mean, most of us are not going to come anywhere close to someone like that. He really gets people moving. He told us one story I thought was pretty good about this. They needed a guy to take over the leadership of their network of small groups. They were going to try to really shift the church away from a central thing into more of a cell church model. So it called for somebody pretty strong to be able to guide the whole congregation into this new approach to ministry. And as he prayed about it, this one guy kept coming to mind. Well, he was a high-powered lawyer there in a giant firm in Chicago. This guy was, you know, making, half a million a year in constant demand, you know, corporate guru lawyer. And Hybels recounts how I just kept thinking, you know, he could probably do this. He's so influential. He's so persuasive and stuff. I think he could do this. Oh, but the guy was taken. Middle-aged, family, everything else. Anyway, Hybels walks right up to him and asks for lunch. And they go out and he's like, you know, I'm really burdened. I want to see our whole church shift and go into, you know, this cell-based approach. And he laid all of that out and so on. The guy was like, sounds pretty interesting. And I was, yeah, good direction. And Hybels says, I need a man that can lead this. And you're that man. He calls him. What about it? The guy's like, what? You know, I'm busy. I got a career. I got a life here, you know, and so forth. And Hybels was just like, I know all of that, but I've been praying about this, and your face keeps coming up, and I think you could do this. How about it? I want you to pray about that this week. Fine. I'll pray about it. And he said 2 or 3 weeks went by. The guy called him up. He says, I have not been able to stop thinking about that. Quit his career, became their head of small group ministry for a tiny fraction of what he had been making as a lawyer. Well, that's what leaders do. They're not afraid of stuff like that. They'll walk right up to the most improbable person and say, you know, I bet you could do this, and I think you should. What about it? Calling people. I do a lot of work with home churches and home groups, and sometimes I find this is missing. The leaders are afraid to do this because they're afraid they're going to get a rejection, you know. They got people right there in front of them who need to be called. You know, this area of your life is a huge barrier. I think it's time that you may take some changes. Now, are you willing to look at some of the steps I have in mind that could maybe change this area for you? Are you willing to do some reading on this? Are you willing to take this kind of steps and so forth? And leaders will do that. They're not afraid to call on people. If the person says no, they're no worse off. You're no worse off. And, you know, the goals we're pursuing here are urgent. They're urgent enough to call people to. You have people right there in your home church who are doing nothing, who have not lifted a finger in the cause of the kingdom of God now for a long time. Are you going to just let the person sit there, or are you going to go call them? They need to be called. And then if they shut you down on your call, maybe one of your co-leaders can go and call them again. And then you can go back and call them a third time. We can't just accept, I don't think, nothing.